Today we are going to start exploring what Chazal say about this mysterious river known as the Sambatian River. The name Sambatian comes from the word Sambat, which means Shabbos in the Goyisha language. That's what the Ramban says. It's a river that throws up stones the entire week and sand, and on Shabbos it rests. And we already learned that the Bnei Moshe and some of the Aseres HaShvatim are living behind the Sambatian River. To many people, when they hear about the Sambatian, it sounds like this myth, fable, something of someone's cute imagination. So we first have to see, first and foremost, what do Chazal say about the Sambatian River? There's a fascinating Gemara in Sanhedrin. A little background to this Gemara so you'll appreciate it, understand it better. By the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, that's the time of the big Tanoim, so Rebbe Kiva lived then. He ended up being from the Asora Arugi Malchias, from the Tzadikim that were killed, Al Kiddush Hashem. So the Romans were in charge, and the Roman emperor, he appointed a governor of Yerushalayim. The governor's name was Turnus Rufus. That was his name. Now this Turnus Rufus was an interesting fellow. He considered himself an intellectual, and he liked to have ideological debates with Rebbe Kiva. Now every time he has these debates, Rebbe Kiva wins him hands down. We have parts of these debates recorded in different Gemaras and Midrashim. He argued about Bris Mila. He argued about giving tzedakah. And this Gemara in Sanhedrin, he argues about the concept of Shabbos. And you can read the Gemara. I made a copy. You can see it. The Gemara says that Af Shai Lazu Shol Turnus Rufus Aroshes Rebbe Kiva. Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Samachayim the Beis. It says that Turnus Rufus calls on Rebbe Kiva, and he says, "I have a question for you." And he asks him, "Ma yoimi yoimayim? What makes this day different than all days?" To which Rebbe Kiva answers, anyone know how Jews answer questions? Answer questions with a question. So he answers back, "What makes this man different than any man?" Now, what's this conversation? So the Mefarshim explained that he was basically asking Rebbe Kiva, what makes Shabbos different than any other day of the week? Why is Shabbos different than Sunday, Monday? To which Rebbe Kiva answered, what makes you different than any other man? What gives you more power in this country than any other person in this country? To which he responds, he says, what do you mean? Demari Tzavi. Which means that the master, the king, the Caesar of Rome appointed me. True, I may not be important in my own right, but being that I was appointed by the king, so that gives me power. That's why I'm different than any other citizen in Eretz Yisrael. To which Rebbe Kiva answered, well, if that's the case, don't you see Demari Tzavi? That Shabbos was appointed from the Eibishter. And that's what makes Shabbos different than any other day of the week. To which he answers him, prove to me, begashmi es oilam hazeh, that Shabbos is different. Don't tell me spiritual things, so either yes or no. Prove to me in this physical world, places where I can see with my own eyes, that there's a difference between Shabbos and the rest of the week. This is the shaila that Turnus Rufus asks Rebbe Kiva. And he gives him three answers. We're going to go to answer two and three, and then we're going to go back to answer one. The first answer he says is, go ask any people that do Avodah Zarah called Oiv. Anyone know what Oiv do? What people that serve Oiv, what do they do? They bring people back from the dead. They bring spirits and all these things. So Rabbi Akiva says, you ask these people and they'll tell you that on Shabbos they can't bring spirits back from the dead. There's a difference on Shabbos. Three. Answer three, he tells him. He says, go to your father's caver and you'll see the difference. He says, what do you mean? He says, your father was a Rosh like you. And every day from his caver, smoke is coming out of the caver because your father's in Gehenim, a Rosh Merusha. On Shabbos, when Gehenim rests, there's no smoke coming out of the caver. He wasn't very pleased with this answer. The Gemara says that. But the point is, Begashmius Olam Haza, you see a difference. 6 days a week there's smoke. One day a week there's no smoke. But now let's get back to the first answer. The first answer is, Omar Loi tells him, Nahar Sabbatyun Yechiyach. The Sabbatyun River will prove you wrong. Rashi explains, we all know, that 6 days a week the stones come up, and the seventh day it doesn't. Now let's go back a second. If the Sabbatyun River was not real in Olam Hazeh, if this was some made-up thing, Aleph, would Rebbe Akiva use it as a proof? No, because he's trying to... And more important than that, in this context, would the guy have accepted it as a proof? The guy told him, show me physical things which make Shabbos different than the rest of the week. Rebbe Akiva answers him, look at the Sabbatyun River. It means that in those days, Rabbi Akiva knew about the Sabbatyun, and the guy knew about the Sabbatyun. Because if the guy didn't know about the Sabbatyun, he would say, I don't know what you're talking about. As a matter of fact, one of the famous Roman generals at that time was who? Famous Russia? Titus Arosha. And in Titus HaRosha, he actually travels around, and in his journal, he describes his visit to the Sabbatyun River. This is the Rosh Titus. In other words, at the time, what we're talking about with the Romans, it was a well-known mitzias. People knew where the Sabbatyun River was. It was a real thing in this world that people knew, that Rebbe Akiva actually used as a disproof for this Roman general. Now, it was revealed to me today, I just feel I should share with you, a fascinating postscript to this story. So, I was looking up Turnus Rufus, I wanted to know more about him, and Rebbe Akiva. And in one of the places I looked, it says, go look at Rashi Nedarim Daf Nun Amud Beis. So I said, okay, I'll go check out Rashi Nedarim. If you see the Rashi, it has a fascinating story. It's interesting. It says that this Turnus Rufus, every day he would come home, he would argue with Rebbe Akiva, and he would come back like a loser. And his wife tells him one day, hey, dear husband, Turnus Rufus, why are you so depressed? He says, well, I go debate Rebbe Akiva, and I lose every time. So she said, so this woman was a very beautiful woman, now she says, and she tried to make Rebbe Akiva do an Aveda. Rebbe Akiva took one look at her and did three things. He spit, he laughed, and he cried. He spit, he cried, laughed, and he cried. So she looks at him and says, Rebbe Akiva, what did you just do? Why'd you spit? Why'd you laugh? And why'd you cry? He says, two I'm going to answer and one I'm not going to answer. He says, I spit to remind you and me that we all come from a tipa srucha. We don't make a big deal about ourselves in this world. We all come from a little tipa srucha like this spit. So please, don't make you're too big of a balgaivanik. You know, you think that you're in charge. You know, remind yourself, we all come from the same spit. Okay. So he says, so why'd you cry? He says, I cried because... No, you're a very, very special woman, and you're going to end up in the ground just like everybody else. You know, it's like just the way of the world. Well, okay. So why'd you laugh? He says, I'm not telling you. Tell me. Why'd you laugh? He says, because I know Beruach HaKodesh that you are going to be Nizgayer and I'm going to end up marrying you. So therefore, it's funny to me to interact with you now because I know the future. And she got all Nispal and she said, is there tshuva for someone as wicked as me? So the Bekiva said yes. So she ended up being Nizgayer after her husband passed away, and she inherited his entire fortune, and she gave all the money to Rebbe Kiva. So this is the postscript of this conversations between Tornus Rufus and Rebbe Kiva. But either way, we see that the Sambatian River was a discussion between Rebbe Kiva and the Roman governor. And in tomorrow's shiur, we're going to see more Mekoridus and Chazal for the Sambatian River.